Good day. Today on Share Talk, I have the pleasure of speaking with Mick Billing, who is the Executive Chairman at Thor Mining. How are you today there, Mick?
Good day, Steve. Very well, thank you, and nice to talk to you and your listeners once again.
Indeed. Now, today we would like to cover the drill assay results. Just a summarisation, obviously you were looking at the Garnet prospect, and you wanted to basically highlight and make sure that the previous sort of historical drills were still obviously valid and in place, and your assay results seem to have done that, don't they?
They do, Steve. We've had an intention to drill the Garnet prospect for some time. Union Carbide back in the 70s did put the best or dozens of holes into the Garnet deposit and came up with a resource estimate of between 2.5 and 3 million tonnes at pretty good grades of tungsten. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to declare a JORC compliant resource on that, because while we do have all the logs and the records of assays for Garnet and for that drilling, what we didn't have is any of the core or the cuttings from those holes for the final piece of evidence. And therefore, in conjunction with our independent resource geologist, we planned a six-hole program over Garnet to follow up on some other work on desert scheelite, which we'll talk about shortly. And those six holes generally confirmed very, very closely that the mineralization that was intercepted in the 1970s is still there and of the same tenor. There's some slight ups and downs. In a couple of cases, it's a little bit better. In a couple of cases, not quite so good. But we've had a very, very good correlation from the drilling from previous times, and we're going to go off and now talk to that, and are now talking to that resource consultant about a JORC compliant resource for Garnet, and I expect we'll see that in the next couple of weeks or so. This is good news for us. You know, anybody who can put half a dozen holes into a deposit and come up with a resource estimate, the cost of those holes, probably maybe $150,000 to come up with a resource estimate. That's not a bad conversion rate from dollars to resource.
In regards to obviously getting that JORC compliance out there, is there any plans to do any additional drilling, or will that be sort of like the final JORC in place there for the time being?
Jury's still out a little bit on that, Steve. One of the things we have found on this program is a reasonable amount of zinc in the holes, and that was unexpected. There is zinc elsewhere at desert scheelite, none previously recorded at Garnet. I think the reason for that is that when Union Carbide were working on Garnet, they didn't report zinc because, to be honest, they weren't interested in zinc. They were interested in scheelite. We may have to do a little bit more work to get a better handle on the zinc. Additionally, six holes didn't cover the entire deposit. Whether the resource geologist is prepared to say, well, this validates a lot or just a portion of that, that conversation's ongoing. But I'm very confident that we will have a tungsten resource on a sizable portion of Garnet in the next couple of weeks. What I can't guarantee is that he will be able to sign off on somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million that we had once before.
In regards, obviously, to the JORC compliance and what you're saying there, could there obviously be a high level of inferred resource as opposed to the high level of indicated resource?
Well, you may end up, Steve, with with indicated resource on the basis of what we've done most recently, and perhaps the balance is inferred. I'm not going to put the words in the mouth of the resource geologist because he probably wouldn't thank me for trying to do so. I think we've got to wait for him to come back from his deliberations and the discussions with him. And, you know, I'll know more in a couple of weeks. I wouldn't like to predict the outcome just yet.
Okay, Mick, now you've obviously touched on your sort of second area, if you like, the desert scheelite there. Could you give us a further update on the sort of drill hole summary there, please?
Yes, certainly. Steve, at Desert Scheelite, we went into the program with a lot less confidence of the outcome than we did at Garnet. We were following up some very tidy mineralization from from about 4 years ago, and we wanted to see if there were any extensions to that, both to the east, where we thought there was some where there was a potential for eastern extension, but no evidence, and also to ensure that there was either there was a bit of vertical substance to it as well. So we took a choice, made a choice between drilling slightly a little bit below that historical hole or a little bit above, and we opted for a little bit above. In hindsight, perhaps we should have come in a bit below. The other two holes to the east intersected some tungsten mineralization, but it was relatively low tenor. We've gone back now and looked at the geophysics, and I think and had it reprocessed using, you know, some up-to-date software and probably a smarter geophysicist or a different geophysicist to the one that advised us previously. And there is now a belief that while the holes did intersect mineralization, they were really just skating across the top of the mineralized deposit. And yeah, if we drilled 25 or 50 meters deeper, we may have got a much different result. What we've also found in looking at the geophysics, and from here I digress a little bit, in that we've always wondered why at Garnet and Gunmetal, the other two deposits with lots of drilling in them, there have been three parallel zones of mineralization, and only one at Desert Scheelite. This reprocessing of the geophysics has indicated that there probably are two extra zones at Desert Scheelite, a little bit to the north, and yeah, we've got another drilling program to do. One, to go a little bit deeper than we have this time round, and two, to try and put a hole or two into the areas where we think those two parallel zones might be, just a bit to the north. And yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We want to do that sooner rather than later, but we have to get permitting for that and organise drill contractors and things like that. I'm not in a position to say just when we will go back and test that, but we would like to do it relatively soon. I guess in summary, at Desert Scheelite, we've got a resource of about 6.5 million tonnes at pretty good grades of tungsten, plus a bit of copper, zinc and silver. What we believe now is we've got if these extra zones come in, and if drilling a little bit deeper on the eastern extensions of this does come off, this is a resource that will grow not just a little bit but quite a lot very quickly.
Obviously, you've got the JORC compliant estimate there, obviously, with that sort of 6.8 million tons there, with the sort of average grades, if you like, on the tungsten, and then obviously with the silver and copper in place. Could you just touch on the fact that it isn't purely one mineral you're going after? It's the whole lot, as per ton mined will obviously be, should be, shall I say, commercial.
Yeah. Exactly. And what we should also acknowledge, Steve, is that in the we have done met test work on the mineralization here at Pilot Mountain, and we know we can produce a scheelite concentrate. We don't know sufficient about that. We haven't done sufficient of that work to come up with a costed flow sheet by any stretch, but we know we can produce a scheelite concentrate that is saleable. And we know also that along that as part of producing that, we have to float off the sulfides, and that will recover the copper and the silver and also the zinc, which doesn't form part of the resource estimate at the moment, but perhaps should. So we can produce a concentrate containing zinc, we believe, and we know we can produce a concentrate containing copper and silver that can be sold and is therefore a quite a useful byproduct credit to production costs for the scheelite, which contains the tungsten, of course.
Indeed, Mick. Bit of a taboo subject here when it comes to the wonderful world of investment. Obviously, you've got a lot of things coming up and going forward, which obviously cost a lot of money. Are there any funding issues going forward potentially?
Steve, it'd be foolish to say we're not going to have to raise money again in the next couple of years. Obviously, we will, but we did receive receive 1.5 million Aussie in February from the sale of or the second tranche of the sale of a gold project in Australia. We still have most of that money. We can and I could point out that this last drilling program at Pilot Mountain was didn't cost a lot. In fact, we came in under budget by about 30 or 40,000 US dollars. We can test these targets relatively quite cheaply, and I would think we could we could raise could go through that process and do that drilling on the next round without needing to raise money. That doesn't mean if someone throws money at us at a decent price, we won't listen to them. But we're certainly not in a mood to raise money at a discount to the current market right now. We don't need to.
That will be quite reassuring for your shareholders there, Mick. Would you just like to summarise and put in a closing statement for us, please?
Certainly, Steve. I think what we've got here at Pilot Mountain. We've demonstrated that this is a resource that will grow, and it will end up being one of the larger, better grade tungsten resources around outside of China. This is a project that will demand to be mined in the next few years. There is some work to do, but this is very exciting, and the in-ground value of this of these deposits is in the quite a few hundreds of millions already, and it's going to go into the billions before we're much older, I strongly suspect.
That sounds good to me, and hopefully it will do to your shareholders. Thank you very much for your time today, Mick. It's been a pleasure speaking.
Steve, thank you.